And at 8:05, we have clear skies. It's 2 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In the news this morning, the Iowa Attorney General's office announced 7 lawsuits in 6 counties in cases where construction started without a call to check for underground utility lines. AG spokesman Jeff Greenwood said the complaints involved natural gas lines.
In all of these cases, they either hit a natural gas line or they got very close to hitting one.
The suits involve companies or individuals in Linn, Palo Alto, Jasper, Woodbury, Franklin, and Pottawatomie counties. In the Pottawatomie County case, District Court Judge Timothy O'Grady on Monday ordered that West Casson & Son, LLC of McClelland, pay a $5,000 civil penalty and permanently enjoined the company from violating the Iowa one-call law. According to Miller's lawsuit, on November 11, 2013, the company conducted an excavation and to install drainage tile and terraces in rural Pottawatomie County without first contacting Iowa one-call notification center, and thereby failed to provide notice to operators of underground facilities. During the excavation, the company's tiling equipment came to within 7 feet of an 8-inch diameter natural gas pipeline, and during terracing went directly over the pipeline. Anyone who digs is supposed to dial up to Iowa One Call Center at 800-292-8989 or call 811 to have them come and mark underground lines.
In these cases, nobody was injured, and in fact, in these cases, no explosions, fires, anything like that. But we've had cases before where people have been hurt. We've had explosions. We've had situations where power's been knocked out or emergency communications lines have been knocked out. If an excavator doesn't call one call before they dig, they are threatening themselves and they're threatening the public. We take these cases very seriously.
The law has been in place for over 2 decades.
Since 1993, anyone who digs has to call Iowa One Call before they dig.
Even with years of promoting the call-in number and high-profile cases, Greenwood doesn't know why people still dig without taking the time to call.
It's hard to say, and there may be various reasons why they didn't call, but one reason is not cutting costs. It's a free call. There's no reason why they shouldn't call. We think that in some cases it's possible that it was a case of poor planning. A company moved up a dig order or moved up a project and didn't do so in time to call.
The call center is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The people in the 7 cases face fines ranging from $3,500 up to $5,000.
We handle these on a case-by-case basis. There are situations where we have filed cases that resulted in a major threat to the public. There was a large explosion, there was a power outage, there was a communications outage. In other cases, it was nothing more than the excavator got very close to a line and it was very dangerous, and we still file cases.
Violators are subject to a civil penalty of up to $10,000 each day for violations related to natural gas and hazardous liquid pipelines, and up to $1,000 a day involving other underground facilities. An Atlantic woman suffered possible unknown injuries during an accident Monday afternoon. Atlantic police report vehicles driven by Tammy Wyman of Atlantic and Nathaniel Johnson of Griswold were both northbound on Olive Street approaching 5th when Wyman slowed to make a left turn onto 5th Street. Johnson was unable to stop his vehicle in time due to the slick street conditions. His vehicle hit the Wyman vehicle in the rear, causing a $5,800 damage altogether. The accident happened at around 12:10 p.m. Wyman reported some pain following the crash but refused transport to the hospital. There were no citations issued. Authorities are investigating the cause of a fire at an apartment complex in Sioux City. Assistant Fire Chief Robert Wilson with the Sioux City Fire Department says the fire was reported around 3 a.m. Tuesday. Crews found heavy smoke coming from the second floor. Residents were evacuated safely. There were no injuries reported. Wilson said crews found the fire in the rear of a stairwell. The fire was contained to the second floor. A fire at a rural northwest Iowa property has destroyed several structures and hundreds of bales. Chief Ryan Baldwin with the Anthon Fire Department says the fire started Sunday inside a machine shed, which destroyed a tractor and feed wagon. The fire then spread to a cattle shed, garage, and hay shed. 300 corn stalk bales were destroyed. Authorities were able to extinguish the fire before it damaged another set of bales. Firefighters were on the scene for about 18 hours. The fire, which remains under investigation, did not spread to the property owner's home. People inside of a Davenport home have safely fled a fire that spread from the chimney into the attic. The blaze was reported around 4:10 p.m. Tuesday. District Chief Neil Ganey says a neighbor noticed the smoke wasn't coming out of the house chimney, but rather from the area below. A neighbor called 911, and the house occupants got out safely. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The news was brought to you by Walcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.